Online gambling has evolved thanks to advancements in technology and innovations within the industry. With this evolution, however, also comes the rise of sophisticated gambling fraud. I'm Patricia Mirasol, a multimedia producer at Business World. In this episode of B-Side, I talk to Frederick Ho, Jumia Corporation's Vice President of Asia Pacific, about how online gambling has evolved and how both consumers and the authorities can protect themselves against fraudsters in this digital space. Good morning, Mr. Ho. I'm Patricia Mirasol, a multimedia producer of Business World. And today we are going to talk about online gambling in the Philippines and in the Asia Pacific, as well as the types of scams that have emerged over the past few years.
My name is Frederick Ho. I'm the Vice President for Jumia Corporation for the APAC business region. Our company provides a specific business service around verifying online identities. So in a non-face-to-face business engagement, typically in online account opening, user enrollment, membership enrollments, where you need to prove that the applicant on the other side of the line, you know, be it a mobile application or his laptop, they are truly who they say they are. So the responsibilities of doing the checks of the identities are real. The background, so these services are performed by Jumia ourselves so that our clients can achieve scalability, automation, and really optimize their business potential going online.
So can you tell me more about how online gambling has evolved this past decade?
Certainly, Patricia. So over the past decade, online gambling has undergone significant evolution driven by advancements in technology, changes in regulations, shifts in consumer behavior, and innovations within the industry. So some of these points I could further elaborate. For example, in mobile gambling, with the rise of smartphones and tablets, you know, this has significantly increased the mobile gambling applications. So players can now access their favorite gambling sites and games from anywhere with an internet connection. So this has led to greater convenience and accessibility, and hence, of course, the growth of the market. There were new concepts also introduced into online gambling. For example, live dealer games. Now, many online casinos now offer live dealer games where players can interact with real dealers, you know, via video streaming. So this adds the element of realism and social interaction that was previously lacking in online gambling. And there's so many other dimensions that have really come in, you know, in this past decade. For example, the role of cryptocurrency in gambling. Now, emergence of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, you know, and this led to the rise of gambling sites, where the sites offer anonymity, faster transactions, and even sometimes exclusive bonus, you know, for using cryptocurrency as a payment method. So now we've got to consider a different dimension in terms of where crypto assets are also involved in terms of payment within the crypto world. Naturally, regulatory changes have also been keeping pace, where many countries update the regulations surrounding online gambling, leading to both opportunities and challenges for operators. So some jurisdictions have legalized online gambling, such as the Philippines, now where others have imposed even stricter regulations and outright bans, right, on such areas. The market is huge. You know, a lot of online operators today, they are really competing for best user experience so that their visitors to their sites, they can apply and open a membership account in under 4 minutes. You know, they get to place their bet, and it's really simple how they actually can access the site. Because with increased competitions, there will be a lot more players, I think, really looking at this very lucrative market. So I think that all these dimensions really created a very, very a vibrant space over this decade in online gaming.
I feel that online gambling is like online shopping. You know, we have Lazada, we have Shopee. It's just there. It's so easy to buy anything at any time. You don't even have to wait for, you know, those big sale days like 9/9, 10/10, 11/11. Can you talk to me about the self-exclusion programs? I've never heard of that. And deposit limits. So how are operators ensuring that gambling isn't taken too far by enthusiasts?
On this topic, there naturally are private-public partnerships that need to be working hand-in-hand to create a condition, you know, where self-exclusion programs can be executed effectively. Now, I think that one of the big topics are around mandatory age verification checks. So these are really targeted at, of course, the underaged, you know, where they ought not to have the ease of applying for a online betting account. There should be regulations, you know, requiring, of course, online gaming companies to do age verification checks. Now, these checks typically effort intensive and manually taking up a lot of resources. So companies like Jumio provides the technology to process and automate this to within seconds, you know, where an applicant submitting a membership account, apply for a membership account, providing his or her identity documents, at the same time, you know, doing a facial biometric check. Our AI technology firstly establishes if the document provided is authentic document representing the user, that it has not been manipulated, and we look at the age information within the document. We then apply technology in looking at the photograph in the ID document and do an age estimation. How old is this? Does this face look like? You know, to further compare together with the selfie, if a person applying would be of age. In other areas, of course, that you have mentioned, things like deposit limits, as well as self-exclusion programs. In some countries, these have been introduced by regulators. Of course, the public is educated in terms of the risks over gambling, you know, what are conditions under which, you know, they could help themselves, you know, by just registering themselves as to be excluded, you know, from certain gaming application, gaming sites, or even access to physical casinos, right? Or that casinos themselves or online gambling sites could also have such features where a users can limit the amount that they could place bets on, right? Or the wallets that holds, you know, the values which they can actually use for gaming.
So you mentioned that the bigger worry is data breaches and identity theft. So you, if you're a consumer, you are in a responsible gambler, how do you protect yourself against such crimes?
As consumers, I think that we really have got to be quite cautious, you know, whenever we go onto the online world and want to take up services within a certain business provider. There are really some basic steps that I think as a due diligence that we should be aware of. For example, researching the website or the platform, you know, before you subscribe to it. Before engaging in any online gambling activity, you know, look at the website, the platform thoroughly, check reviews, ratings, user feedback, you know, to ensure legitimacy. So legitimate gambling websites usually have a professional design, you know, clear terms and conditions, and proper licensing information. So I think that these are areas that consumers should really pay attention and look out for. The other areas also could be things like check for payment options that's available on those websites. You know, legitimate gambling websites offer secure payment options for deposits and withdrawals. Look for secure payment gateways, SSL encryption, you know, to protect your financial transactions. And I think that we got to be realistic about promotion and offers. When something sounds too good to be true, it typically is too good to be true. You know, and a lot of these gaming platforms that offer unrealistic promotions or bonus or winnings, you know, this is something that you should be suspect. Be extra careful. Unverified third-party sites, because phishing scams are very easily would have brought you onto a site that would have replicated an original website. If you click on these links from advertisements or from unverified third-party websites promising gambling opportunities, so I think this would take you down, of course, to the risk that you could go to a fake website, provided your account information, your name, your password, your login, you know, directly handing it over to the scammers, would have taken over your account, withdrew your winnings, withdrew your deposits, and I think that there will be financial losses, right? And I think generally, of course, common sense as well, and you should trust our instincts, you know, when engaging in online gambling. If you something feels off or too risky, it's better to walk away than losing your money to a scam.
Well, we should always employ our common sense. And if something feels off, if your gut says something is wrong, then you might as well, take a step back.
Yes.
Can you mention maybe, real life examples of gambling scams here in the Philippines or in Southeast Asia?
One of the big worries will be where the online gaming industry will be used as a channel for money laundering. In the most recent case, I think in the Philippines itself, I have seen articles related to casino scams by ex-Pogo employees, who themselves created a fake website, and then, of course, offered it to membership applicants to deposit money. Now, I think that, of course, the bettors themselves that were opened an account, they lost their deposit. The company didn't exist. But eventually, of course, the National Capital Region Police Office in the Philippines, together with Parkour, they have actually identified the culprits, and have closed down the operations, right? I think this case was barely just 2 months ago, but I think it is representative of many of incidences where unlicensed operators may, of course, create a risk conditions, right, in the industry, because naturally create, of course, conditions that was really, unsafe for users in this gaming industry itself. As a whole, I think the big worry has always been to really build a first-class industry standard in online gaming, right, in the Philippines, right, where that regulations standards are really established to protect the industry so that it can grow in with speed and stability. But of course, we always want to avoid, including the land-based casinos in the past, where back in 2016, there was this big news about the Bangladesh Central Bank not having funds from the New York Reserve Bank wired through a Philippine bank, and then it eventually became gambling chips on a baccarat table because it's just vanished. So there are a lot of holes to plug to get to the standards, and I believe that the Philippine regulators, they're so on top of this, in setting up the standards, and that the work done in the last couple of years, right, really will help push the responsible gaming, safe gaming environment to the forefront in the Philippines.
Okay, so if gambling scams are a possibility, they're a risk, they're the flip side of this thriving industry, how can authorities prevent them, or at least minimize the incidence of such?
So preventing online gambling scams actually requires a multifaceted approach involving collaboration between regulatory bodies, law enforcement agencies, technology companies like ourselves, Jumio, and responsible gambling organizations. Now, some of the salient points will definitely start with things like regulation and licensing. If you need to set controls and standards, you need to license the industry. And that's where Parkour has come up so strongly, right, in recent developments. Implement strict regulations for online gambling operators and require them to obtain licensing. So authorities can conduct thorough, background checks on the licensed applicants to ensure that they're reputable and financially stable. So that is really critical. Now, then, of course, we look at monitoring enforcement. So to establish a dedicated regulatory body responsible to monitor the online gambling activities and enforce compliance of those regulations itself. So you have got to police the industry itself so that we can investigate complaints, conduct audits, and of course impose penalties on organizations that actually are non-compliant, right, to the process. Now, a key part, of course, in the chain is the user verification processes. Every individual going online to open a gaming account, we need very clear eKYC processes to identify that they are indeed the individual behind the account. So these are the exact services Jumio offers, to verify that you are who you say you are by capturing your government ID issued document, verifying that it is authentic, that it is not manipulated. We will then, of course, verify that with your selfie captured in applying likeness technology to ensure that you are the real person in front of the camera. And these becomes account opening information that is so critical, right, in establishing verification processes that can subsequently be submitted to the regulator if they really need to check who is behind this account. What has the operator done to ensure that this applicant opened the online account was proven to be who they say they are? With these processes, you know, then this will help, you know, put the industry with greater transparency and fairness, you know, where online gambling operators provide transparent terms and conditions, right, including information on the gaming wins, the odds, the payouts, dispute resolution procedures. So this got to be clear to consumers, you know, as they engage into, you know, on online gaming itself. Of course, enforcement will come penalties and deterrence, and the kind of penalties that operators know that they could be, you know, fined or licenses revoked. Like it will kind of shape behavior to be more compliant participants of this industry.
Building a first-class industry standard will help push an environment of responsible gaming in the Philippines. This requires a multifaceted approach among stakeholders, which includes enforcing best practices such as clear KYC processes and strict regulations for online operators. This has been another episode of B-Side. Subscribe now and enjoy insights on Philippine business and beyond.